With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They say everybody talks about the weather, and from coast to coast, a lot of people are doing just that, including people across a vast swath of the country's midsection.
The storm, snow, and gusty winds are creating whiteout conditions that have closed parts of two interstate highways, a long stretch of Interstate 80 in central Nebraska, and a part of Interstate 70 in Kansas. Schools and government offices in several states are closed today. Meteorologist Josh Weiss of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm isn't over yet.
This system will continue to move northeast today into tonight and continuing into Wednesday into the Great Lakes, bringing a widespread swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow from places like just north of Kansas City, Missouri, through just north of Chicago, Illinois, and into parts of Michigan.
I'm Donna Warder.
United and Alaska Airlines say they found loose parts in door panels during inspection of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners. This after a door panel flew off an Alaska Airlines plane in flight last week. Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Blinken's current Mideast tour finds him back in Israel today. He's also met with leaders in Turkey, Greece, and Jordan, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia.
Everywhere I went, I found leaders who were determined to prevent the conflict that we're facing now from spreading, doing everything possible to deter escalation, to prevent a widening of the conflict.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas. Blinken says he's also trying to win the release of hostages still held by the terrorists in Gaza. Opening arguments expected today is the trial in a long-running legal challenge to the constitutionality of Georgia's election system gets underway in Atlanta federal court. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 160 points, NASDAQ futures off 100. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the ultra-popular YouVersion Bible app, with another surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the globe.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. We're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. You know, all of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bobby Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
He says those numbers indicate that in troubled times, people are turning to the scriptures for wisdom and hope. The app is completely free. It's been downloaded on more than 725 million devices around the world so far. This is SRN News. It was sudden, and it was powerful. An explosion rocks an historic hotel in Fort Worth, Texas.
Officials say a blast blew out walls, doors, and windows at the Sandman Signature Hotel, littering downtown streets near the convention center. One person was critically injured, several more were hospitalized, but most other injuries were minor. A fire official tells WFAA the exact cause is under investigation.
We have not made 100% determination, but we wanted to make it clear that this was some type of gas explosion.
The building, which is being renovated, was erected in 1920 by cattle and oil baron W.T. Wagoner. I'm Norman Hall.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul set to deliver her annual State of the State address today. The Democrat outlines her agenda for the ongoing legislative session, expected to focus on crime, housing, and education. The address comes ahead of a pivotal election season in a state whose races could determine control of Congress. More details, SRNNews.com.